Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Tepe Cruz. It's Tuesday, July 15th. California sues over federal government withholding education funds. More on how that's impacting us here. But first, the headlines. Affecting our La Mesa listeners or anyone riding through, the largest road repair project in the city's history began yesterday. Just under 3.5 miles square feet of roads will be patched with something they call slurry seal. The seal is applied in phases over several days or weeks, with the next couple of weeks being the initial prep phase. Crews will be preparing streets by removing striping, weeds, or anything else that would prevent the slurry seal from sticking. The city has released an interactive map that we welcome you to check out. It shows which exact streets are scheduled for slurry and what type of work will be done. The starting lineup for the 2025 MLB All-Star Game at Truist Park in Atlanta was announced yesterday, and the Padres are a standout. Star third baseman Manny Machado was voted in as a starter for the National League with 17 home runs this season. Fernando Tatis Jr. and Jason Adam also were selected as reserves. Players Adrian Morjon and Robert Suarez were also added as replacements, bringing the Padres' total All-Star count to 5 total players. That's a 3-way tie with the Mariners and Dodgers for the most players selected to today's game. You can catch the game today at 5 p.m. on Fox. There will be another series of loud booms across the county in the coming weeks. The Marine Corps has scheduled live fire training exercises at Camp Pendleton through the 20th. Camp Pendleton shared a noise advisory note on X saying the trainings could happen any time between midnight and noon. For anyone living in the nearby area, loud booms and rumbles are fairly common, so if you hear them, stay calm as you now know why they're happening. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hey, ¿qué onda, friends? In this episode of Port of Entry, we sit down with Pepe Mucht and Ramona Mezcua, founding members of Tijuana's legendary band Norte Collective. They reflect on reaching their 25-year career milestone, discuss how they developed their distinctive sound, and share insights into the legacy they have built in the vibrant city of Tijuana. You definitely don't want to miss this episode. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts.
California and more than 20 other states sued the Trump administration yesterday for withholding federal education funds. Education reporter Katie Anasta says they're calling the move unconstitutional.
The funding pays for summer school, adult education, English learning support, and more. States usually get that money on July 1st. On June 30th, the Department of Education said it was reviewing the grants and that it was, quote, committed to ensuring taxpayer resources are spent in accordance with the president's priorities. Now, school districts across San Diego County are waiting on about $50 million. That includes about $13 million for the San Diego Unified School District. Board Vice President Richard Barrera says while his district can pull from funds allocated for later in the year,
not every district has the ability to do that. And so we may very well see, you know, both here in San Diego County and across California and across the country, summer programming that's halted.
The lawsuit from more than 20 states says the Trump administration is violating federal law and the Constitution. It says, quote, the Constitution does not empower the executive branch to unilaterally refuse to spend funds appropriated by Congress and enacted into law. The White House's Office of Management and Budget and the U.S. Department of Education have not responded to KPBS's questions. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
There's a new report to increase the number of homeless shelter beds in North and East County. Reporter Jacob Ayer says a local foundation is offering $10,000 for each shelter bed created before next July.
Leaders from the Lucky Duck Foundation want to increase access to shelter for homeless residents in the North and East County by up to 150 beds. To make it happen, they're investing up to $1.5 million in the San Diego Rescue Mission to expand its emergency shelter model. The Rescue Mission already has an agreement to open a new shelter in Vista. The city's mayor, John Franklin, says the new funding is important because Vista's first low-barrier shelter, Buena Creek Navigation Center, will close in the next year.
We're building a public-private partnership to bring 50 new shelter beds online in Vista. Today, we have 36 beds, but it's a three-year contract that we're 2 years into, so 1 year from now, that facility will cease to exist, and we need to replace it within the next 12 months.
San Diego Rescue Mission says the new shelter locations are not yet set. They're currently looking for sites in Vista and in the East County region. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
The San Diego City Council yesterday voted to seek the redevelopment of a dilapidated office building downtown. Metro reporter Angie Bowen says it's part of a much larger vision.
The City Operations Building, or COB, was built in 1971. It's faced a host of issues over the past decade, including plumbing, HVAC, and elevator breakdowns. Councilmember Sean Ila Rivera blamed past generations of city leaders, who he says built as cheaply as possible, with little concern for quality or long-term maintenance.
This particular building, I think, is a great example of what happens when radical conservative ideology guides public investment, as was happening in California in the 60s and early 70s. I just want to make sure that we do not repeat the same mistakes again.
The City Operations Building is one of five blocks the city is seeking to redevelop, with new housing, government offices, a theater, and educational space. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. For your next listen, check out the KPBS Midday Edition podcast this afternoon. They'll be talking about summer learning loss on today's show. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Tuesday.
Stay connected to the world around you. KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.